The kingdom of God is like the sun, the S-U-N. When a person goes out into the sunlight, they immediately see the light and are surrounded by the warmth and the energy of the sun, and they don't even have to try. They literally don't have to think about it. It's natural and it happens automatically. That's like the kingdom of God. When we get to that close relationship with Jesus, that's how fellowshipping with Him is. It's just easy, automatic. We don't have to try. We don't. Amen. And a great man of God said that. He said it's just so easy, there's no explanation for it. Now, someone has to be in that third phase of walking with Him. There's four phases. When somebody's in the first phase, they've just been born again. Just like a baby on the earth, that baby has to take, you know, a certain number of years before it gets to be where it can stand and talk and feed itself and take care of itself. Same thing in the spiritual. Let's learn from the S-U-N. We know that the S-U-N, if we really look at that, at the sun's a trinity. There's the actual sun, which is the star. And then there's the light that we see that provides light all over the earth. And then the actual warmth and the energy that we feel. Three parts of the sun, but the sun is one entity. Same thing, you know, that really is a reflection of the glorious Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the sun. So the light, you know, the sun, the actual sun is like the Father. Amen. He's the source. The light is represented, for example, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He's the light. And then the Holy Spirit, this is just a metaphor, a symbol. The energy, the warmth that we feel, and the actual energy that the sun provides us as humans could be representative of the Holy Spirit. Let's think about that. What does that mean when Jesus is the light of the world? Let's look at the S-U-N. That light allows us to see, doesn't it? We can see. We can see where we're going. This is all, of course, very basic. But the light allows us to see and live and know exactly where we're going. And is that we all know that. In the spiritual, the revelation that God gives us, is so important. That light is symbolic of the revelation that God provides. Revelation, vision. Let's focus on revelation. First, teachings. You know, Jesus said, "Learn from me," in that famous passage. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Amen. So He teaches us what He wants to teach us. And when we receive it, that's revelation. We can receive teachings in many ways, many directly from the Holy Spirit. We can receive revelation. We can receive revelation from teachings of all kinds, from people that we, ministers, teachers, pastors that we click with, that's the right teaching for us, where we are in our journey with Him. So that's another way we can receive revelation. Amen. We can receive revelation from other people that we know. So amen to all that. Now also, the revelation that He gives us, the second area is revelation about how to live. and what to do and decisions to make and ministry to go into and who to spend our time with and the right people in ministry. This is revelation. This is like when He gives us the gifts of the Spirit, we have the spirit of discernment and we can discern what where He's leading us and decisions that we need to make. Have the discernment about people. Here's someone over here that we have the Holy Spirit's impressing on us that yes, we should spend time with them. Maybe we should, even in ministry, we could partner with them and maybe get closer to them in the spirit realm. Another person, the Holy Spirit may impress upon us that no, we should not spend time with them. All right, so that's another area of revelation. Now, what about the warmth and the energy that we feel in the natural? Remember, that's just the natural. That's temporary. It's just for this vapor of a life. But that is symbolic that the Holy Spirit gives our spirit person. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, unlimited. Amen. Gives warmth and energy and life to our spirit person. That's the real us. And so He's providing us life. In the natural, we feel that is, here's what's interesting. When that warmth of the sun is all around us, when we feel it, it permeates our body, doesn't it? I mean, you literally can go and you can feel it in your body, in your, this warmth that permeates your whole body. In the winter, when it's cold, the cold permeates down to your bones. You feel it. Well, it's the same thing in the spiritual. He permeates our spirit person. He literally gives life to our spirit person. In fact, when we became born again, before that, our spirit person was really dead. But when we found Jesus Christ, our spirit person became alive. Here's something else interesting. Was it at one moment that when somebody receives Jesus Christ, does their spirit person become alive right at that moment? Well, you could argue and say yes, and that's fine. But in reality, there's a mystery there. The Holy Spirit, I just heard a great teaching. The Holy Spirit is even with us before we get saved. Jesus said, He shall be with you and shall be in you. Amen. So when we find Jesus, the Holy Spirit goes from being just with us to now He's in us. He's given life, warmth, and energy, literally life, to our spirit person. Think about this, though. A human being that's born on the earth, we have a birthday, right? We were born on a certain day, at a certain time even. But really, that human being was alive before that day, weren't they? For 9 months, that fetus was growing in the mother's body, and there was at some point, I don't know, I'm not an expert on that, but that fetus's heart started beating, and all of the glorious things that were formed in that human being before their birthday. So if they had been born a month before their birthday, so many people are born early, they're still alive. So you think about that. Somebody might say, yes, I was born again. I received Jesus on a certain date in a certain year. I was 7 years old, or I was 20 years old, or 30 years old. That's great. That's fine. I'm not questioning that at all. But in reality, there's a mystery, a glorious mystery throughout our walk with Jesus Christ. In these four phases, most people only stay in the first phase. Most people don't even get into the first phase. They don't even. But that new life in Jesus Christ that is what we were intended to do has a mystery shrouding the whole thing. It's a mystery, but also at the same time, so simple we have to become like a child. You know, this is not even a I'm not debating about, oh, well, you know, technically someone is not born again at a certain time. I'm not even questioning that. I'm just presenting that it's a mystery and that we should be in awe of this salvation. We should be in awe of Him, the great and awesome God of the universe. We should fear Him. We should honor Him. We should much more. We should be silent before Him. We should realize what a privilege it is to be in this journey with Him. And do our best today to receive all that He has for us. His daily bread. That give us today our daily bread. The daily amount of Jesus Christ You want us to have. So that we can progress through the phases and we can get to that point where fellowship with Him, the most glorious thing a human being can ever do, is so automatic and so simple and easy. It's as just like going outside into the sun, the S-U-N, and a person is automatically in the sun. You're automatically surrounded with light and feeling the warmth and energy of the sun and the wind and all. Glory to God. How do we get there? Let's keep our old nature down. Let's don't feed our old nature. Let's just focus on Him. Seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of being right and doing right. His righteousness. That's the Amplified, I believe it says that. And Jesus said, "You shall be righteous as your heavenly Father is righteous. You shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You shall be holy as your heavenly Father is holy." I want to add one more point, something for us to consider. And what prompted it is in Revelation, four times the book of Revelation mentions the seven spirits of God. This is glorious. And we also know it's in Isaiah 11:2, famous scripture about this that list the seven spirits. Let's read Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and He will delight in the fear of the Lord." Amen. In Revelation, I'll read one of them. It's in Revelation 1:4. Revelation 3:1, Revelation 4:5, Revelation 5:6. In Revelation 4, glorious vision here. "And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." This is glorious. And remember, when we meet the Holy Spirit, He, of course, is God. He's Jesus Christ. He brings everything that we could ever want, need, and desire. Peace and joy, all the wonderful things, faith, hope, love. He also brings fire and power. Remember, John the Baptist said, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And I was just reading some about, you may have heard of the word dunamis, which is translated in some translations. Hold on just a second. It refers to strength, power, ability, and it's 120 times in the New Testament. And that dunamis word in English, it's the root word for our English word dynamite. And in the parable of the talents, Matthew 25 and in Mark 9, Jesus refers to this. In Mark 9, famous scripture, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God come with power." So the Holy Spirit also brings fire and power, and we know that our God is a consuming fire. This is glorious. Keep in mind that, you know, when people feel the Holy Spirit around them, they feel warmth. They might feel a glorious burning on parts of their body. They may feel, it's the glory of the Lord. Light, you know, Moses' face shone with light. It's just something to keep in mind that in the natural, our S-U-N, which is made of fire, has that same substance that God has created, the sun, obviously, and all the stars. And when we see fire, it has that glow. It's of course, it's fire. But these are, you know, natural, faint, imitations of the real fire of God, the Holy Spirit. And the seven spirits of God is something we should really ponder that. We should meditate on it, pray about it as we seek the Lord. May he give us a fresh revelation of this, of the seven spirits of God. Let me go over them again. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Well, there's one. Amen. God Almighty. Amen. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of might. The Spirit of knowledge of the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Amen.